Time for you to get that out. We'd like for you to have an outline as we study the Bible so you can write down thoughts that come to you or even just jot down what it is that we're learning from the Bible along the way so you can go back over that this week. If you want to say, hey, let me check out and see if that's really what it says. Let me see if that's really what that means. Well, you have a means to do that. So we encourage you to have your outlines out. Tonight, if you've brought your Bibles, we're going to be working out of Matthew chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 10. If you haven't brought a Bible, that's fine. That's no problem. We're going to bring all of the pertinent scripture up on the center screen so that you can follow along with us. Well, tonight we are going to conclude our series that we have been studying called Life to the Full. Now, if you are here for the first time tonight, allow me to bring you up to speed on this whole thing and how it began. You see, we've been investigating something that Jesus said. Jesus said something very important. It was recorded in the Bible by God for us. And Jesus said it was the reason that he came here to earth from heaven. It was in John 10, verse 10, the second half of that verse, and it says this, I came that they, meaning you, me, everyone, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it is overflowing or till it overflows. And so, over this series, we went on an investigative journey through the teachings of the Bible to find out, number one, what is this life that Jesus says he's offering? Number two, how are we to procure this life that he's offering? Number three, how do we go about sustaining that life in a difficult world? Now, all of that investigation, 7 weeks worth of investigation, is available free of charge to you. You need to merely go to our website. You can download, send it to your iPod. All those messages are available. And of course, if you want to get the CDs are in the back, and those are free as well. So make yourself available to the first 7 weeks of this series, because we're going to finish it up tonight. Tonight, we will come across the final handhold in the pursuit of life to the full, as Jesus calls it. You know, it was back just before Christmas. Just before Christmas, I received a Christmas card from a very dear friend. And this is a dear friend who I have long admired for their tireless commitment of serving in their church. Both husband and wife, and even their children, are heavily involved in the church. He is an excellent Bible teacher for children, and he's a very talented administrator, while she is a gifted artist in music and in drama. And they go every week to church to make church happen for folks like you and me to enjoy and to learn about God from. And don't get me wrong, both of these folks that I'm talking about have careers outside of the church. They both work full time. Well, I opened the Christmas card that they sent, and what I found shocked and really befuddled me. My friend, the husband, was very sick, and he had been for some time now. They had been through countless treatments and even more doctors. But at that time, as I was reading that card, things looked pretty grim. I stood there kind of dazed. I didn't get it. I paced around for a while, and finally I asked God. I said, what's the deal? What's the sense of this? Lord, in case you haven't noticed, these are the good guys. These are the ones who actually do what the Bible says. They don't just learn about it and talk about it. Why is his life being subjected to this? And maybe even taken from him? Well, at the end of that card, before I put it down, my friend had written one more thing. He wrote this. I have found so much strength from this verse, Matthew 6, verse 33. And he, God, will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. When I read that, I couldn't take my eyes off it. You see, that is exactly what my friends have been doing with their lives. They have made God's purposes, God's wishes, God's plans, that's what we call the kingdom of God. My friends had made that their lives. Or shall I say, they made God's designs, God's intentions, their priority in their life. And in doing so, they had found life to the full. And really,